A word for today, although this was 3 days ago, read by Adrian Pascal, Yogi the Bear, Blumberg, in Pleasanton, California, at the Alameda Fairgrounds. For the Sagittarians, the seekers and guardians of truth. Let me be clear. Many of the astrological offerings are pure hack bots searching for your dollars. However, science has dismissed the precise pattern identifications that gravity wells imprint on the just-born human who has left its shock-absorbed womb. I sometimes joke that these preemies in the last trimester, pictured as incredibly adorable naked babies that you watch in this cartoon that emphasizes the infants with the moms visible but blurry on the edge of the screen. They chat in perfectly ordinary, everyday speech, psychically to each other, then in sudden hushed tones whisper to each other that Sal went south the other day. There one day, gone the next, flushed through the hole of death. Despite rumors of a tunnel of light in existence after the womb, no one was coming back and telling them anything, so they had all kinds of theories regarding what may or may not exist, quote-unquote, outside of the womb. But they were precisely that, theories. What I want you to take from that is that the answers to our questions are all around us, but we cannot seem them clearly without understanding the context of our lives. We must have a common platform of shared understanding to communicate with each other, something uniform, simple, and familiar enough that we can all have the same knowledge to build anything worthwhile in our lives. There is an understanding that informs us of what can only be called the truth of human life. It is logical, valid, and evident in nature. In fact, the basic dynamic patterns in life are everywhere once you accept the truth for yourself. But don't trust me in that. Go find it. See for yourself. Accept nothing less. And don't let anyone dissuade you. You are enough. And your part in life has priceless value. As I had begun to say, scientists should take the time to suss out the scientific patterns in astrology. For us Sagittarians, the pattern for today indicates that today you may be feeling more tension than usual. This is an excellent time to go inward and figure out why certain events may be emotionally triggering you. From the pattern app. You already know the reason. The level of self-acceptance is directly proportional to your level of tension. The tension is reflective of your subconscious signals that you are ignoring or refusing to accept, that you are being inconsistent. You doubt your integrity. There is inconsistency in your acceptance to the degree that you can get consciously that the natural person in charge of your life is your subconscious. That's right. Your sleeping mind is in the captain's chair and always has been. It is the analytical night auditor of all the data you flooded with nightly. Accepting this dynamic will dictate the smoothness of your engagements with whatever is inside, beside, or before you. Want a more straightforward breakdown? Okay. Your waking life is just like a pet dog. Awash in too much data and, frankly, looking for the next Scooby snack. It is only responsive to the training received. Neutral or negative habits must be trained out of you, a likely 30-day venture at least, then replaced with a beneficial one, or the wisdom gained shared wisely with another. Valuable feedback, not transactional, don't go off the farm on me here, equals more acceptance, resiliency, and adaptability. Subconscious you is like a pet cat. That's right. You heard that correctly. Pet the cat. Love on the cat. Be unconditional in feeding it what it wants. But that doesn't mean you open the door and let it out every time it meows. Let me out, right, meow! Pray play with it if it is getting punchy. Do not project onto it. You are a dog. That habit produces fights, and fighting with yourself is a sketchy, But time-honored practice. The cat doesn't care about dogs unless they're trying to eat them or play with them, except feline overlordship. And all will be fine with the world. Don't think it isn't in charge or exist because you haven't seen it in a bit. It will always return. And it was always tracking you. Even on those walks alone. Guaranteed. Remember to shelter and play as you accept how to live. Smart, not hard. And for goodness sake, if you are not having fun doing it, why are you doing it? If you have to do it, why do so professionally? You act like there's a professional life and a private life. There's only one life. Be the consistent thing within it. Sincerely, Yobi, Pilgrim on Point.